Corporal Alfred Tuck. He died many, many years ago, but his family back in Australia survived, and Margaret Kirby joins us now. She is a relative. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how Alfred Tuck to you, what relation is it?
He was my mother's father's brother.
Right.
So he was my great uncle.
Now, you have just returned from France. From the unveiling, I suppose, of the gravestone. What was the ceremony like?
Oh, it was very, very moving, and very. It was a very bonding experience for my family, and it was a revelation regarding the esteem and love and honour that the French people from Fromelles give to our. To our soldiers who died at Fromelles. And in terms of the actual headstone, it was an amazing thing to actually see the headstone completed. It was a major process in the family to come up with the headstone inscription because, as you can imagine, when somebody dies is in 1916, nobody living... there's nobody living who actually knew Alfred personally. So we had to set about a process of trying to work out what kind of man he was, took it very seriously and wanted to honour him for who he was as a human being and as a family member. And so we did this exhaustive research, started within the family of gathering any letters we could find, any... asking people if there was any oral history passed down about the man specifically. We knew a letter had been sent by Alfred to one of his sisters from a train on in France going from Marseille to the front, and that it described France and all that sort of stuff, but it had been burnt in a fire in Timboon. And there's no way that it could be recovered. We knew that. We know that he was a ferocious correspondent, like all the Tucks seem to be. So just even coming up with a tribute on his gravestone that honoured him, honoured the people who loved him whilst he was alive, and that reflected something of the family's general feeling about never having really forgotten him, and honouring his place in the family.
Because before all of it started with the uncovering of the bodies in France and things, I mean, was his life discussed within your family?
Our family seems to be either blessed or cursed with some fairly ferociously interested family historians. And the memory of Alfred George Tuck sort of has sat within the family memory alongside many other members of the family who died in the First World War and or served in the First World War. What was the question again?
So did you used to discuss him amongst your family?
Yes. Well, my mother was very acutely aware of him, to the extent that when she managed to get hold of a photo of the memorial from VC Corner in France, which, you know, recognised him as one of the fallen who had no known grave, she realised that his name was spelt wrong, and she immediately contacted War Graves, and they dutifully corrected the spelling, and that was many years ago. She was acutely aware of her own father's deep sadness that he had lost his little brother, and also the family story was that when he learnt that his brother had died, he was so angry he went and enlisted immediately himself, and he became one of the ground crew of the 1st Australian Air Force in France, and he also kept a diary while he was there, which my mother subsequently transcribed and typed out, and the copy of it sits in the Australian National Library for research, available for researchers. And he's always, we've always been very aware of him, And having met and grown much more close in this whole process to other branches of the family, it's really clear that each of the lines of the family were very aware of him and were anxious as soon as we heard about the Fromelles project, anxious to contribute in any way in the hope that he would finally be identified. And that was right across the board.
And when he was identified, how did you feel?
It's an extraordinary sense of relief, extraordinary sense of accomplishment, as well as this pathos and sadness of, you know, if we could just turn back time and let his parents know, and his brothers and sisters know, that we'd actually found him. And that we couldn't do that was really quite sad, but a sense of relief and this amazing sort of rush of familial pride and, you know, when somebody dies and you don't know where they're buried or you've never seen the body, there's this there's a kind of a lack of closure. And it's the curious thing, I guess, to realise that that can last three generations, even for people who never knew an individual. And when to get that call, and it was actually Brian who rang me and rang all the other members of the family that had participated, it was just an amazing feeling of, a real joy and a real sadness at the same time. And a great, out of it has come a great kind of reconnection, a kind of a spontaneous and joyous family reunion kind of atmosphere happening. And many of us met for the first time in France itself when we went for the ceremony.
It sounds like an amazing journey was had in France, probably a very emotional one. And Margaret Kirby, I really thank you for coming on and sharing some of that live on radio with us.
Oh, my pleasure.